Radiance Audio presents the unabridged recording of A Pledge of Silence by Flora J. Solomon, performed by Kate Rudd. For those closest to my heart, Art, Beth, Emily, and Andrew. Chapter 1. Little River, Michigan, May 1936. Margie Bauer hastily scanned the yard and front porch to see if anyone was watching before she kissed her boyfriend goodbye. What was supposed to be a quick peck turned into a lingering bus, but when she pulled back, Abe Carson's face followed hers and he planted another smooch. She grinned, liking the sensations his kisses brought. "Call me later."
"Gator," he said in return.
With school books in her arms, she jumped out of the Olds and took the porch steps two at a time, then turned to wave before opening the door and stepping into the kitchen. She heard tires squeal as Abe peeled onto the road.
"Is that you, Margie?" her mother said. "You're early. Daddy was going to pick you up at 4.
She dropped her books on the kitchen table and rummaged in a drawer for a ribbon to tie up her curly red hair that sat hot on her neck. "Abe drove me home, Mama."
"You know I don't like you riding with Abe. He's reckless. Yesterday he almost hit the Wilson's dog."
"Abe's a good driver. The Wilsons should keep their dog out of the road." At the kitchen table, her brother, Frank, all feet and elbows at 14 years old, taunted,
"Abe and Margie, sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
"That's enough, Frank. Run out and tell your dad he doesn't have to pick up Margie. And Margie, as long as you're here, change your clothes and dig up some new potatoes for dinner."
She drew a glass of water from the tap.
"I can't. I have 3 costumes to finish. The dress rehearsal's tomorrow."
"Don't say can't. While you're in the garden, check the lettuce and onions. There might be enough for a salad. I'll help you with your sewing after dinner. There's a magazine and a letter for you on the hall table."
Margie glanced at the return address on the envelope and wrinkled her nose. She studied the model on the Vogue cover, then flipped through the magazine's pages, noting the slim cut of the jackets, the longer length of the skirts, and the muted colors coming for fall. With a sigh, she picked up the letter. She read the message from Grand Arbor Hospital School of Nursing, congratulating her on her acceptance into their fall class. She stuck out her tongue and tossed the missive into the drawer. The phone rang.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"